The aquamarine waters of the Mediterranean, surrounded by craggy cliffs, keep luring tourists to these coves. However, vacationers aren't the reason this small Italian island has made headlines in recent years. In 2013, 368 migrants and refugees died when an overcrowded boat capsized near Lampedusa. It was one of the worst shipwrecks in modern European history. Francesco Barada's father was fishing with a friend when he heard cries for help. He rescued a dozen people and became a national hero.
The people who think all migrants are criminals don't understand what it means to suffer for something
and forget that the Westerners have exploited the same Africa they came from.
After people protested, the days when asylum seekers arrived and roamed the narrow streets are long gone. Now their presence is invisible to most, prompting one woman to accuse our crew of spreading misinformation.
There is a problem. When the sea is very calm like today, we see at least 1,500 people arriving each week. They are immediately transferred to Sicily or somewhere else. We don't see them on the island.
Yet the Migrant Welcome Center is overflowing.
The uptick in arrivals coincides with the collapse of Prime Minister Mario Draghi's coalition government. This month, he announced his resignation twice. Far-right and populist parties torpedoed Draghi's government and are expected to prevail in snap elections on September 25th.
The Maggiore siblings come from one of the oldest families on Lampedusa. They make a living selling produce out of a truck in the city center.
We should vote for the far right and give them an opportunity to run the country before we say they are not good. Currently, migrants are coming here every day without any rules.
Barada hopes Italians won't allow far right and populist candidates to scapegoat migrants. Almost a decade later, his father has remained in contact with some of the people he rescued, and he says the sadness in their eyes remains. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, Lampedusa, Italy.